This is for you. This is for you. This is for you. I don't know why I was afraid. Afraid.
Afraid.
That's not the exact word. It was.
This is for you. This is for you.
I was afraid.
I was afraid.
Atención, por favor, nos encontramos próximos al despegue. Les pedimos que aseguren su mesa, ajusten su cinturón de seguridad y abran la persiana de su ventanilla.
Anxious.
There's no exact word.
I fear my grief. I was avoiding you.
I was avoiding you. I was avoiding
the depth of it that I don't understand.
Feeling the love.
Feeling the love.
Feeling the love.
So when I kneeled in front of
the shame.
The shaman. And he poured me a heroic dose. I accepted the challenge and downed it in one gulp. To keep things simple, so I chose one word, or one word chose me. Allow. Just allow. Even with that one word, I tried to sidestep seeing you there. By saying, this is for me, this is not for all my earthly and local entanglements, relationships, blah blah blah. This is just something for me.
Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah.
I was afraid.
I was afraid.
Little did I know. Allow.
Dad, just allow it. Dad, just allow it.
After an initial stage of sitting in the darkness, I found myself joining the shamans. There was three of them, two men and a woman. I'm a musician, so I kind of felt, well, this is the gig, and I'm right next to them. Support them. With my musical mind. I was afraid. With my strength. Soon I found myself entering into a profound sickness. I broke into a fever that was so intense that I sweat out all my clothes. It seemed like it was happening within seconds. There were other sensations before that, but this was complete. All over my body. I felt like I was going into shock. for a moment or two, I felt like I was in a crisis. I don't hear of anyone dying of this, so I reassured myself and I stayed seated, assuming that this would pass. And after what seemed like a long time, it did pass. As I listened to the lady who was singing just inches away from me, I began to very quietly, almost silently, harmonize with her. And then the sweat broke. And although I was afraid to encounter you, I heard you say, "Dad,
Dad, Dad,
allow this.
Dad, Dad, Dad,
I'm here.
Allow this. Allow this. Allow this.
I was avoiding taking the journey directly to you, to us. But as I allowed and surrendered myself, all the barriers melted away. I began receiving what I can only describe as cosmic wisdom. Teaching. I felt and saw visions. There was no difference between feeling and seeing. And the visions themselves started becoming material reality. There were geometries exploding all around me. And I was being swept away in a whirlwind . I would return to the lady's voice as if to say, "I don't feel safe. Completely losing my shit. And I'll stay grounded in the reality of the song, a person's voice, and also my avoidance." Allow. Dad, just allow it. Was I creating your voice in my mind? Hallucinating you, dreaming of you. All of a sudden, in this waterfall of explosion and geometries and emotion that was pouring into me, I received a kind of message that said, "Lift your head," because I was keeping my head down as if to say, "I'm staying on Earth. Lift your head, look up." And as I did, I was approached. I was approached by a face. face the shoulders of a man. Embedded in the geometry of this exploding waterfall. I didn't know who this person was, but all of a sudden there he was. He had a look of Persian or Indian. He had a curled mustache. A smiling warrior. A smiling warrior. The fuck is this? I approached him with my eyes, and he receded. And I heard myself say to him, I don't need to chase you. You'll find me if you're supposed to. And I'm open to that. I felt both young and old as I just accepted this vision without anything else. In this moment, I was overtaken with the power of the potion. I couldn't do anything but surrender, but allow. I was there, but it said, now it's my turn. It's as if I looked down at my body from above, just a few inches above myself, and I was gone. And sitting in my place was you. This is your central aspect, Dad. This is your through line. This is your story. And I was gone. And you were there. In my body. You were me. The line between us had vanished. And you were looking around through my senses. I was feeling what it was like to be you. I was afraid. Before I knew it, I realized that we were one being. Can I live the rest of my life in your life? And it was through every part of me, my body, my mind, my emotions, my heart, and something else. Something beyond all those things.
What material thing is beyond anything?
It was a ravished experience.
Nothing. Nothing.
A state.
Nothing. Nothing.
A ravished state.
For you. For you.
We became one person.
You asked me. You asked me.
My central aspect. My son.
My son.
Death became a formality. And you were telling me, Dad, just allow it.
Dad, just allow it. Dad, just allow
it. It's what is anyway. I'm here. Just let it happen.
You superimposed
through me,
superimposed. through me, over me, over me. They were like theater gels.
My entire being, my consciousness was being spoken into reality
by you, by you, by you.
I'm sorry. I know you are.
I fucked up. I fucked up.
You said you fucked up.
It's okay.
No, you didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
I know that.
I know.
How can this be happening?
How can this be happening? How can this be happening?
I accept you fully. I forgive you. Please forgive me. You asked me to completely forgive your death. Thoroughly. To not retain a hidden forest where I resent, where I'm ashamed of you, my beautiful other. I said, I do now. I commit to this now. Dad, taking this step will free me, will free us to love and to even laugh. I lost my laughter, son. You said, if I find something funny, it's probably funny.
I need to laugh,
so laugh. The two of us,
the two of us
will laugh. Our existence is one being.
Our being
is one existence.
Is one existence.
If that's okay.
If that's okay.
Yes, son, it's okay.
You don't have to deny it.
You're still gonna feel it. I'm still gonna feel it.
I'm still gonna feel it.
Of course, all this was happening without words. Dad, allow. Just allow it. In doing it, we commit our life to love, to wisdom, to learning.
Did you say our life?
Reclaim. Your broken heart.
Your broken heart.
Your broken heart.
Your broken heart.
And sew it back together. Not by hiding the loss we feel, the grief, but absorbing or integrating it all.
I love you, son. I love you, son.
All this was complete. I came true.
Love you, son.
And I was astonished.
Love you, son.
And I was amazed.
Dad. Dowit. Dowit. Dowit.
As Enrique was singing, I felt the medicine making me sick. To this point, I had never purged. But it was as if the song was calling me. To release this dark, difficult poison inside of me. So that I could understand what that was like. Not avoid it. Allow it.
Dad.
only had three or four completely involuntary heaves. And the intensity was absolutely shattering. But I surrendered. And it passed. Almost as suddenly as it overcame me. And the bowl beneath my face all of a sudden became a drum under which my fingers were speaking. I was being born, and I entered into the next part of my instruction. Dad, don't forget. Dad. This included extending my family by offering myself, accepting the wisdom of my teachers, whom grief has separated me from.
Por motivos de seguridad, tendremos las luces de la cabina. En el panel superior encontrarán una luz de lectura para su comodidad. En nombre de Sky y su tripulación, esperamos que disfruten de este vuelo.
Teachers I have neglected, forgotten, reunited, becoming both a father and a son to me. I blessed and I thanked them all. Savelli told me, Aldo, sing again. Julio and Jorge smiled as they've been hearing me play our music again. There are old women around me that need me, and they have much to teach me. There are young people around me who, my son said, adopt them. They're your new children. A specific son and a specific daughter. I explored the nature of lovers and how best to acknowledge the gift of sacred love without destroying sacred pacts of honor. I was being told to teach again, because I used to embody what sacred teachers are saying. My sacred teachers are saying, here's what I would wish for you. And all through this, I heard you saying, Dad, don't forget, Dad. Let me live through you.
Don't forget. Don't forget.
And move forward now.
Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget.
I promised you I would. I swear to you I shall. I saw my mother nod in silent approval as that came from my heart. I heard my name turn into the word for help. Help. I explored my marriage, my beautiful marriage. If you teach, you will learn.
Don't forget.
mother, daughter, wife, son, brother. Here is what I wish for you. My son kept repeating, Dad, don't forget. I was curled up in a fetal position as I listened to her voice. At one point, a young woman was crying. But not just weeping with sorrow, but with ecstasy. As the woman sang, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, forget, don't forget, forget. This was a kind of music that I was invited to hear. I was swept into it. Not just as a witness, but as a part of the stream. Ecstasy. The releasing of emotion. The profound truth that grief is love. There is chaos in the world. Correctly understood, it is also harmonizing. But sometimes we have to confront it, even correct it. I heard the voice tell me. Dad, don't forget. The world will have a dynamic. And not accepting that truth is folly. Don't forget. How could this be happening? Dad, don't forget. Your central aspect. Your teacher. My teacher. I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you. I accept you. I laid in the darkness. Dad, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. I won't.